Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. Of course, I'm on the wheat harvest tour, but I just couldn't help but do a potato harvest report because I ran onto a potato farm just east of Hugoton, Kansas, where the hail was really bad in that area. There was wheat yet to cut, and it's been broke down. Some of the wheat that's left to cut, I was irrigating it, looked to be so heavy that maybe the hail didn't hurt it as bad as it could have otherwise. The corn is stripped pretty badly, but it didn't break any of them off of the ground, so I suspect that corn will grow back out of it. But the one area could not figure out what this crop was out there, and it just really had riddled it badly. Well, it turns out it's potatoes, and there was a number of circles of potatoes in that area, and got to stop at a shop in that area, and because of language barriers, couldn't talk with them on the air, but they're about ready to defoliate those potatoes anyway because they're about ready to harvest, so the hail really didn't hurt them, and they will dig potatoes for sometimes well over a month. The potatoes will continue to be in the ground until they can get them dug. And now that area got almost 3.5 inches of rain, but again, it's 2 weeks until they're about to start harvesting, and so I assume there's probably some places that are drier than others, so it probably didn't hurt things all that bad. Had the hail come a month ago, it would have been a different story for those. Once those potatoes are dug, then sometimes there's another crop planted in behind them. Sometimes it's just wheat, but they don't normally plant potatoes again right behind potatoes. But I didn't realize it was about time for potato harvest, but hail can be really devastating to potatoes if it comes at the wrong time. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.